Blog Talk Radio.
Here on Culture Freedom Radio. Of course, I am your host, Lady D. And today is Wednesday, February the 27th, 2013. So this month is basically out of here. The song that we came in with tonight was Alanis Morissette and Ironic, which is one of my favorite 90s jams. If you missed the show on last night, you definitely want to go back in the archives. We were speaking with confidence and purpose coach Janie Mobley, and the topic was unveiling you. So we were discussing tapping into the power of your true self. And on tomorrow, we will be joined by Ms. Deborah Parker, who is the author of For People of Strength, Soul, and Spirit, to discuss optimizing our life as well as our careers. you can find us online. You can check out the website at culturefreedomradio.webs.com. You can also find us on Facebook by searching Culture Freedom Radio. I see our guest of tonight is already on the line, and I'm excited about the show. I love discussing healing. But tonight we'll be joined by Mr. Brad Johnson, energy healer, conscious matrix communicator, metaphysical public speaker, and Akashic Records reader. And tonight we'll be discussing the fundamentals and mechanics of vibrational healing, communicating with our bodies and energy, the causes and solutions to many energy blockages, as well as the development of the body regeneration healing method. So let's see, let's go ahead and open up the line. Brad, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much, Lady D, for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you for joining us. To begin, why don't you tell us about you and what it is you do?
Yeah, certainly. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Brad Johnson, and I'm what's known as a conscious matrix communicator. I originally started out in the beginning with channeling. I was channeling an entity that was actually of an extraterrestrial consciousness known as Adronis. And this began in December of 2008. Before August of 2008, I really was not on a spiritual path. I was really just kind of in the, you know, typical 9-to-5 and, you know, busy bee kind of state, you know, doing a lot of marketing and writing and all that. And it wasn't until I just started looking into a lot of the spirituality relating to, you know, the truth about the extraterrestrial presence and everything through a novel that I was doing that really opened my eyes and awoken me a lot further. And throughout that time, I took up meditation. I started talking to a lot more people through the online community and locally who were psychics, intuitives, channels, energy healers, and a lot more. And I was first just observing everything. And I wanted to dive a little bit deeper because I saw all this amazing stuff that felt that was just a missing part of my life. It was the void that you know, is now starting to be filled up. Where I felt was always there. I never really cared too much for religion. I was born a Jehovah's Witness and left that in my teenage years. And I really didn't want to have anything to do with religion anymore. I wanted to know, you know, what is the raw, pure feeling, the sensation of, you know, to be of spirit, to be of soul. And this is where I came upon that discovery in August of 2008. And so after doing a lot of that observation, I started to, again, learn a lot from a lot of my friends online and, again, people locally. Just starting to develop techniques and methods relating to how they were able to do, you know, psychic premonition or intuitive readings, performing energy healing and channeling. And so I started out with automatic writing. I started that around November of 2008, and it just started to flourish and blossom. And again, around December is when I connected with the entity known as Adronis, and that he came through and basically made an agreement with me saying that, you know, I'm here, and that if this is something that you want to do through your own spiritual evolution, not only will you be able to take up a great expanse within yourself, but this is something that you can openly share with everybody. So it was a public form of learning that I would learn, everybody else would learn through the channelings that I would do. And so doing that for a couple of years just started to come to an end around the time of December 21st, 2012. Around that time, the agreement I had with Adronis, who first I started off with automatic writing, you know, just kind of writing things down spontaneously with his consciousness, moving into vocalized channeling. After doing that, December 21st, 2012, it was the end of our kind of agreement, and that Adronis was going to be moving into a whole new energy, I guess you could say, and that I was going to be transitioning into something else, the next stage of channeling. And a year prior to the December 21st, 2012 agreement, I started to connect with this kind of whole new energy that really was without any type of personality or identity altogether. It was just basically what I called at the time as raw source, literally having all of this profound information, like very technical data coming through automatic writing, so to speak, or just telepathic relay in that sense. And this information was really, really incredible. And I started to work a little bit more with this because I knew it was not Adronis, because Adronis had personality. This was just something completely different. And so on the way to December 21st, 2012, I was, fully understood that this was going to be my next step. This is where I was going to take things next. And conscious matrix communication is a natural state. It's basically being able to naturally connect with all that the universe has of expressing itself through you, and no longer seeing yourself as separate from anything else within all of your reality, within all of existence. You literally feel this connection. You feel this awareness, this expanded bubble. And again, it's very similar to what a psychic may discover through their mediumship, being able to communicate with guides and so forth. But with me, it's not that there's one particular being that's communicating with me or a small group of being that's communicating with me. It's the entire universe. And so it's basically coming through in this process of pure raw data. So doing this, known as conscious matrix communication, which is really just accessing your entire soul matrix, your whole self, this is what led me to develop, of course, the healing method that I'll be talking about tonight as well, too, known as body regeneration healing.
All right, and that was my next question. What is body regeneration healing?
Yeah, basically what happened is in 2010, I developed a system called symbol release healing. Now, this was a little bit different. This was actually developed from the channeling state with Adronis. And doing this, basically what it entailed was that one would literally get into a very comfortable meditative state and send the intention through that meditative state towards their guides, their angels, their loved ones, all divine consciousness together to receive a particular symbol, and that the symbol represented their healing symbol of release. Basically, by concentrating upon this symbol, you would be able to purge multiple balances at the same time as you're literally feeding all of this energy into this specific symbol that came through that you received within the meditative state. Now, body regeneration healing is a lot different, but again, it started from that type of ancestry. Body regeneration healing requires the state of utilizing holograms, and that the conscious matrix communicator, which of course I am teaching people how to become a CMC, a conscious matrix communicator, would literally spontaneously create these holographic imprints, like on a piece of paper or on a whiteboard. Whiteboard is mostly what I use, but you're creating these kind of just spontaneous, abstract sketches upon these little rectangular blocks that you create. And this particular hologram would, let's say, signify an imbalance within someone's lower spine, that for one example. So once that's done, you're basically taking that hologram and you're looking to place that into the individual. So the individual would normally provide their full name, their birth date, and their photo. And by doing that, having all that information, and, of course, connecting to their soul matrix, having that open communication, that open connection, you would literally have the feeling of connecting to their energies, specifically to the areas where they feel that they are having an issue. And so through the lower spine example, creating that particular hologram, you follow up afterwards by creating what's known as a little spiral. It's kind of like having it on a page, and you're kind of creating these looping spirals, a set of seven. That then lead up to a circle that's drawn with an S in it, and this represents a manifested path, a manifested energy path, where all the energy that represents that distortion is literally being breathed into the conscious matrix communicator and then breathed out, and literally just blowing it towards this energy path. It's very similar to what shamans will do when they'll attempt to do a healing on you, is they'll blow this smoke, or they'll just blow their breath right upon you to indicate the dispersing of energy. And this is exactly what's taking place here, in that the energy path itself represents a vacuum tube. And so the vacuum tube is literally sucking up all this dispersed energy that the CMC is blowing through this energy path, and it's being fed up into the sun. This is what the circle with the S in it represents. Now, some people may not know too much what I'm talking about, but what you can do is you can go to my website. You can see some of these actual visual samples of worksheets that I've created, so you can get a better idea of what's being talked about here. But basically, it's being sent up into the sun to be repolarized and reharmonized. The reason why the sun is used is because the sun itself is the, you know, the giver of all light. You know, it is the essence of all that represents Christic consciousness within our star system. And so everything that is being brought forward from the sun is able to be transmuted back into divine light, being repolarized and brought back into natural harmony. Many other healers will talk about that you can sometimes just kind of disperse the energy amongst the earth, that the plants can take care of it. In a way, that's true, but it's mostly beneficial to really not having to throw all this energy on the earth, because the earth is getting impacted with all this dense energy on a daily basis. So you're basically just sending it up to the sun. But everything that is really truly unique about body regeneration healing is that there's no preparation needed. A person basically just sends me information about the discrepancies that they want to have worked on. And everything is really done through a pen and paper, or through a whiteboard and a felt marker. And everything is just really created through the intention. You can literally just continue to live out your day, whether you're jogging or driving or what have you, and the healing can be done on you. But it's basically just mostly connecting to the energy body, so that the energy body can absorb the hologram that represents the complete state of balance in regards to the areas being affected. So again, I know this is a lot of information to take in. It is a very advanced form of healing, and it's very vast. There is no really type of complete systematic outline. It's very, very open and very relative to fit in regards to the conditions of the individual suffering these particular ailments. What happens afterwards is that I'm tapping into their matrix, and I'm receiving data relating to the cause of many of these blockages, as well as recommendations that can also further assist in the acceleration of healing this particular blockage, this particular discrepancy that they have.
Okay, now I've heard you say the conscious matrix and the soul matrix. Like, could you give us a little bit more information on what that is?
Yeah, the conscious matrix is basically just having a conscious awareness of your connection as much as possible to your soul matrix. Your soul matrix represents yourself on all dimensional levels, on all levels of being, from your physical self, your astral self, your causal self, your light self, your ethereal self, your monad groups, everything that represents all that you are, every particular experience, every particular type of expression. It represents the culmination of the entirety, the wholeness of you. Literally, to be a matrix is to be part of the whole self. Being aware that there have been quote unquote past lives and future lives through you, but of course it does not just funnel itself together with Earth. It's all part of the grand expanse, so to speak, of everything that you have been, from other planets, from other dimensions, from other realities, other levels of consciousness, other levels of energy and light, etc. So it's everything that represents the entirety of you speaking to you in a collective understanding, in the best way that it can represent itself from a conscious level. Now, the conscious matrix communicator is able to go into deeper states, kind of semi-trance or deep trance states, to pull out more information relating to the matrix, to their matrix, and of course to others based upon permission. But to be a conscious matrix communicator is really just for you to be in a natural state. You're not going into an alpha, so you're not going into like a beta or a theta or a delta. You're in your natural alpha state, so to speak. Sorry, your natural beta state, I should say. Your natural beta state, and the alpha, the theta, and the delta are particular states that you can utilize to go a little bit deeper as well, too. But just being in your very natural, attentive state, you're able to receive a lot of this information on a conscious level based upon everything that represents the wholeness, the matrix of yourself, relating to any particular type of subject matter that you wish, whether it be healing, whether it be information and insight to helping you in regards to your quest to become self-empowered, relating to what kind of passions you want to bring out in life, relating to certain conflicts or dramas that you really want to have resolved. So there's no limit to conscious matrix communication. Again, I've really only just begun to scratch the surface of the capability of ability. And it is extremely vast. And there really is nothing that can't be done with it. Each and every single person will be a different type of conscious matrix communicator based upon how their rapport of interaction on a conscious level functions. Some people may be very good at pulling out, let's say, spontaneous math or mathematics or scientific calculation or technical data, etc., because that's what they're highly wired to pull out in regards to their interpretation of being a matrix. Others may literally feel a lot more of the philosophical ground, the metaphysical ground, the spiritual ground, which is kind of mostly what I do. But again, everybody will have their own interpretation of how the matrix presents itself to them. And it's a full circle integration. That's what it's all about. If you feel that, you know, you're still living within a reality that's very polarized, that everything is either negative or positive, black or white, then you're going to have some issues moving into conscious matrix communication, because it really involves moving past the state of polarity. And again, this is what a lot of channels, psychics, intuitives in that sense, are still working towards through themselves, that they're still feeling very polarized relating to certain situations, that this is bad and that this is good, or that this is happening to me that's positive, or this is happening to me that's negative. So when you're able to reach a higher point of observation, understanding that it is what it is, that everything that's part of your reality is all part of what is, and that you're moving more into the idea of understanding both parts, it's a process of unlearning that helps you get into the state of conscious matrix communication. It's about acknowledging all of the particular forms of polarities that you may still be playing with on a scale of that nature. And of course, moving to release a lot of those particular blockages, those barriers that you feel are confining you from your reality to exploring your potential. And of course, forgiving yourself and forgiving others. When you really start to work together hand in hand with the universe, you're all together right here, right now. You're having this amazing roller coaster ride. It's neither, you know, positive or negative. It's just what it is. If you feel that, you know, just behind you from this roller coaster, you went on this really kind of large loop-de-loop, and you're constantly turning your head back around to look at that loop-de-loop of what you went through, you're missing everything else that the universe is attempting to show you. If you look well ahead and you start to see this curving spiral that looks really, really scary, you're not, again, bringing yourself into the moment, and you're not enjoying everything that the universe is bringing to you. So again, it's just the functioning of allowing yourself to be here, be present, be now, and understand that everything that represents a situation, a manifestation, a conception within your life is all part of being part of the experience. It doesn't have to have assigned meaning to it. Anytime that you're assigning a meaning to a particular situation to make it feel that it has everything to do to you, you're basically sitting in this canoe, you're taking this enormous anchor and you're chucking it over the canoe, and your canoe is just literally staying still. It can't move because now it has this gigantic weight, so it cannot go down the coast of the current. So the whole idea here is to look at everything in regards to, you know, just enjoyment, enjoying the moment, enjoying everything that has to be, and that, you know, all situations that you have felt in the past that may have been detrimental, very traumatic in that sense, are just meant to be looked at in a way to where you can understand that you learned from it. I've learned from that whole situation when I was a kid when this happened, or I learned from this whole situation when my first job, you know, blew up in my face, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I've learned from all of those particular understandings, and now I've gained wisdom. So now I'm no longer holding that anchor to those particular situations. I've cast that anchor aside. I've realized exactly what it was attempting to share with me. Now I'm moving on into the better and brighter aspects of my life, and now I'm feeling everything around you. The more that you can release and come to terms with everything that represents failure, the more you're liberated from it.
Okay. Now, what would be the difference between vibrational healing and the traditional form of treating illness and ailments?
Well, the whole idea is that vibrational healing deals a lot more with energy and consciousness. Much of the traditional, I guess you could say, Western medicine in that sense, you know, whether it relates to pharmaceuticals and such, deal more just primarily with chemicals. And so it's more so to the point where it's not really understanding the necessity of consciousness, of energy, that every single person on this planet, every animal, everything that exists has a different vibrational frequency. And that much of the medicine that comes through in regards to the common Western pharmaceutical companies themselves are literally loaded with side effects, and that they contain severe, you know, chemical destructive properties, literally, that it can actually break apart your DNA, that it can create great imbalances in certain areas of your body, you know, getting great headaches, migraines, heart palpitations, you know, all kinds of nasty stuff, because it's all focusing together on a chemical level. Much of the traditional Western medicine has all focused in regards to the flesh and the bone and the chemical body, and it has not focused at all in regards to consciousness and energy healing. So this is why many people who are looking for alternative practices move more to the Eastern philosophy, because it's the respect in regards to, yes, that everything's chemical, but also utilizing the ability of everything that we see, smell, taste, touch, and hear in regards to the primary aspect, which is representing energy, vibration, and consciousness.
Okay. Tell us some of the benefits that your clients have had.
Oh, yeah, it's been great. Much of the common, I guess you could say, discrepancies that have shown up through body regeneration healing have literally involved alignments. Alignments relating to the spine, alignments relating to, you know, certain areas of the leg, the ankles, the arms, the shoulders. Sometimes there's been, you know, high blood pressure as well, too. And I have kept track with quite a few of my clients, because I tell them, just go ahead and let me know how you feel and let me know how things are going. Some people are just so happy with the healing that they don't even want to bother sharing anything with it. But people who have got back to me have said, oh, yeah, Brad, absolutely. The moment that you started doing the healing, my back just started to crack. Like I was just sitting in a chair and I wasn't, you know, sitting back that far. I was just on the computer and all of a sudden I just start hearing, feeling these cracks in my back. And I started getting up and I literally felt as if, you know, a chiropractor worked on me for like an hour. And, you know, so many people have told me that they've had these kind of instantaneous urges. What's also very interesting is several hours before I do the body regeneration healing, people have contacted me saying, Brad, did you already do the healing on me? Like, I feel like, you know, just so much better. Like, I felt that, you know, I was very fatigued. I had a headache. Neck was very sore. Shoulders were very stiff, and I just feel now that all of that is just subsiding. Did you do the healing yet? I said, well, I'm going to be doing it in a couple hours. And so basically what happened, they're tapping into the event of the body regeneration healing on another level. So what they're doing is they're actually foregoing their own time expanse and moving into the event itself, where they're actually feeling the body regeneration healing before it is shared in continuity with the present time. So I found that was very, very interesting, because it was just specifically the areas that I was going to work on where they had already felt all of those energies being corrected way before I was just starting to work on it. But, you know, I've had people who have said that their backs have felt so much better. I've actually had my own girlfriend as well, too, when I was working on her back, because she's had back problems for quite a while. Literally have an angelic visit overnight, as I do assign guides at times based upon the discrepancies. And she literally had her own guardian angel come in the middle of the night, place her hand on her lower back, and literally fuse with light this energy of her back, and that she never experienced anything like that before, about 24 hours after I did it. So she started to feel a lot of the corrections taking place, the alignments taking place, but then again, there was this extra visit, because what I do in body regeneration healing is, depending upon the severity of the issue, I can actually assign, again, spirit guides, guardian angels in that sense to actually come through and present, you know, perhaps information or additional healing on that level. And so that's something that she experienced as well, too. I've also had to remove quite a bit of energy blockages that really just existed within the auric field for people to actually start feeling a lot more clear. It's kind of like as if you were to stick an energetic pin in a cushion, so to speak, and you're basically going through there and you're just taking these pins out. And then people are just noticing that their meridians themselves are starting to flow a lot more stronger. So, I mean, there's all kinds of really great cases that I've been getting, you know, that I've been people that have come to me for diabetes and, again, for certain forms of chronic ailments in that sense. And I usually say, well, these can take a few sessions because there's a lot of work to do here, depending upon the severity. And how I am able to tell about the severity is that utilizing what's known as kinesiology or muscle testing or energy testing, if you were, from a scale of 0 to 100, 0 being completely balanced, 100 being severely critical, I'm able to determine each ailment, each discrepancy, and its particular type of intensity through one person's own body. And based upon that discrepancy, I'm kind of creating a game plan, so to speak, on a spontaneous level on how to work with that particular ailment. I've had people that, again, who have had something like diabetes and other particular chronic ailments who have had repeat visits because they are feeling better. They do feel really good, but it's not quite relieved yet because it does quite take some time. It's not that this is an instantaneous miracle cure by any means. And that's something I'm always very adamant of telling people. So this is not a miracle cure. This is something that can definitely help you additionally in regards to whatever particular medical care you're having right now. This is not meant to replace your doctor or anything like that. Again, I don't always agree with the pharmaceuticals, but it's not my place to let people know of what they should be taking or how they should be living their lives. It's just an additional practice. If someone was just going to go to an acupuncturist and start doing acupuncture or going to a Reiki healing in that sense. This is just a very advanced healing system that has had a lot of success through the majority of clients that I've heard back from. I have heard no negative reviews at all, really. Just basically people who are just so happy with it that they didn't bother to share too much more information with me. Just thank you so much. I feel better. Take care. That's it. So, again, it's just been something that's really, really fascinating to me, as this is a newly developed revolutionary healing system that works together in an alternative approach that people can additionally use to help them out a little bit further.
Okay. Now, when we come to you for the healing, do we have to tell you what the illnesses are, or would the energy kind of go automatically to where it's needed?
The answer is kind of both. I have had people who have said, okay, well, Brad, here's what's wrong with me here. I'm feeling high blood pressure. I'm feeling high heart palpitations. I'm feeling some joint aches, et cetera. But feel free to give me a scan just in case you pick up anything else. And there's times where I have. There's times where I've detected energetic blockages. There's times where I've felt, discrepancies within the kidneys, problems with thyroid, et cetera, like that, metabolism issues, et cetera. So if people request it, I'll most certainly do that. Some people just really want to, pinpoint the discrepancies and see if I can work on them. So that's been the majority of the case, because with the type of service that I provide through body regeneration healing, there's two different plans. The first plan holds up to 5 discrepancies. The second plan holds up to 10 discrepancies. Now, say for that 5th discrepancy is open scan, then that's something that I can definitely do to help a person out. But most people are just, they know exactly where they feel a lot of the discomfort and the discrepancies themselves, and so they just want to pinpoint that out and get to work with it. Very rarely have I had people saying, oh, just feel free to give me an open scan and just see exactly what comes up. I'm always happy to do that, but there just hasn't been that much requests for it.
Okay. Now, would one's negative thoughts towards the process, would that affect the results that they receive?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, because this is a facilitation. All healing itself is facilitation. So if I have a person who's very, very stubborn and saying, my wife is telling me to get body regeneration healing, but I don't really believe in it. I don't believe in this energetic mumbo-jumbo, et cetera, and I don't think it's going to work, then I would basically tell the person, say, okay, well, I would appreciate it if you probably come back and have a little bit more, openness to it. Because an open mind is very, very important, and that's the same with any type of energy healing, whether you're doing Reiki or whether you're doing pranic healing or anything else. If a person is very, very stubborn and is just so adamant of closing their mind and that, everything is filled with negative beliefs, I believe in Western medicine, I believe in the pharmaceuticals, I believe in taking pills, but I don't believe in any of this mumbo-jumbo, then they're going to have a hard time because it's not an open book. Healing is a relationship. It's a co-creatorship. And if a person is not able to move into that particular alignment relating to opening themselves up and saying, okay, this is something that's quite fascinating. I don't know what to expect, but I'm very open to it. Then that's great because that leaves an opening. It's kind of like attempting to get through this big, gigantic dam when there's no opening here. It's sealed shut. So the whole idea is that the person comes together with an open mind and they're very interested, curious about what body regeneration healing is all about. This is something that can work together in their favor. But again, I don't offer any 100% guarantees. I bet people saying, Brad, I have this. Is it 100% guarantee that you can heal this completely? And I say, no, it isn't. It's basically that I can do what I can with the energies. But again, you have to understand that this is your body, that much in regards to the energies that are being worked with, to the discrepancies that have been shared with other people, are just that, a facilitation. They work on the surface. There's much of the core matters that people are going through relating to their own discrepancies, their own issues, their own belief systems that are really just stuck in the core, and that's not something that really can be removed through a healing process of this nature. Much of the surface can be cleared away, but it's mostly up to that person to dive deeper into their core to look at these particular forms of aspects that really just affect them a lot more personally, a lot more deeply. It's kind of like if you're hiring a gardener, the gardener is going to go in and clear out a lot of weeds that's sticking out of the ground. That's body regeneration healing. It's clearing out a lot of the weeds. Now, those weeds may come back if that person isn't going to take the personal care to go deeper into that garden and extract the root of what's causing these weeds. That's the whole idea here. And again, it's very, very similar to many other energy healing systems. It's just there to clear out the weeds. It's here to do some maintenance upon your own garden. To the root issues itself, that is a deeply explorative process. And again, it's not something that even Western medicine can resolve, in many of the ways that it can't resolve a lot of stuff. So again, a lot of the forms of what we attract in our reality are all based upon the root issues, the hard-coded principles of how we perceive reality, and that cannot be flushed away by a magic wand. And so it's very, very important to realize that, when you're doing body regeneration healing or you're doing pranic healing or Reiki in any particular way, they all have their own wonderful premises to it. And with body regeneration healing, I implement a lot of many different types from other healings together into it, but they're not a miracle cure by any means. So again, if a person really does have these negative thoughts and are not able to open themselves up, then they're going to be very, very limited in regards to what they receive through the healing itself, as it is only a facilitation.
Okay. For those of you just tuning in, we are joined tonight by Brad Johnson, energy healer, conscious matrix communicator, metaphysical public speaker, and Akashic Records reader. And our topic of tonight is body regeneration healing and conscious matrix communication. So those of you on the phone lines, if at any time you have a question, you can go ahead and press 1 and we'll get you on. Brad, can the body regeneration healing, can it be used if no illness is present, such as like Reiki or chakra balancing?
Oh, absolutely. One of the great things about body regeneration healing, from what a lot of people have also used it for, is for enhancement, actually. And so it can actually be used to enhance your intuitive ability. It can also be used to enhance any particular type of, I guess you could say, extrasensory perception that you wish. It can be used to enhance any area within the chemical body as well, too. So there's a lot of things that it can be used for. It can be used for information in regards to insight. For people who want to communicate with their body, they feel that, they're getting these constant problems with the kidney. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm tuning into the kidney and I'm receiving this data from the matrix, from this person's matrix, together with mine, to convey this information. And again, it's bland information, basically what it is. It's as if you were typing things on a computer, like a computer is responding to you. There's no emotion. There's nothing like that at all. It's data. And this is basically what's being presented, is that the kidney itself is going through a great deal of difficulty because there's not enough essential nutrients to counterbalance many of the systems that are malfunctioning, preventing itself from operating at peak performance. Here's that certain things that you can do to improve this. It's very similar to what, in some way, to what Edgar Cayce did back in the earlier 20th century. Many people referred to him as the sleeping prophet, and that much in regards to his predictions as well as his diagnosis for people who were suffering with certain forms of conditions. Edgar Cayce has pretty much been one of the most noted psychics, quote-unquote, of our age. And this is kind of pursuing in some aspect to his work. And I've always had a really great deep amount of respect and appreciation for Edgar Cayce and everything that he's done. And it's my intention really to bring a conscious aspect of what Edgar Cayce was able to attain from his matrix, because really I refer to him as a sleeping matrix. When he went into the deeper states of trance, he was literally just accessing the wholeness of himself. He was accessing his own matrix and bringing forward a lot of this information to which he could relay in regards to that type of representation. And so this is basically what I attempt to do as well through body regeneration healing and through conscious matrix communication sessions, is bringing out information that can be beneficial. There's no limit. I've had so many different people, wonderful people, that have contacted me. They've hired me to do a session with them, and we've done some really amazing work together based upon the time restraints that we have. Everything has just really come together in such amazement. And again, like I said, I've only just started to scratch the surface with this. This is such a different feeling from those who channel. And again, channeling itself is fantastic. When I was doing channeling myself, I was really enjoying it. I thought it was a great step in the right direction. That's kind of like when a child is just starting to learn to ride a bike. You know, they have to have the training wheels on at first so that they don't fall, so that they learn the ways of balance. And when you're moving yourself into a greater state of balance and you're really feeling this enrichment of energy that's coming through you, those training wheels can come off. And now you're able to step on the same plateau as that extension of your consciousness was there to provide this information with. And that's what I felt I've done now, is stepping into this new plateau. And again, it's just, again, just a fragment of what it's capable of is really just coming through me right now. So again, a lot of amazing things have been been brought forward through the ability of CMC and through body regeneration healing as well. But enhancements, most definitely, that's something that's quite popular with many people that have taken BRH, body regeneration healing.
This is so interesting to me. What have you found to be some of the causes to the energy blockages and ailments?
It all funnels back to mentality. And that's basically it. The body itself is but a gauge. And so, you know, when a person says that they have, you know, a very upset liver, or they feel that, you know, their back is all warped, so to speak, these all just represent particular states of strain, you know, whether it comes from on the job or whether it comes from a lot of peer pressure or personal belief systems, et cetera. All of this funnels right back to the state of mentality. We do make ourselves sick. Our emotions themselves, when they're really out of whack, out of balance, so to speak, our body will pick that up, and it really functions as a gauge. That's the entire purpose. It's like looking at our body as if we did a computer or as if we did a car, that, you know, if there's too much dust that's coming through, you know, the internalness of the system, then it's going to start, you know, causing problems, and there's going to be some errors coming up. So again, it's the very same thing with us, that, you know, our own emotional states, our thought process is weight. You know, thoughts themselves have mass. And when you're really accumulating all of these particular belief systems and mentalities and conditionings and, you know, borderline structures within yourself, this is really going to take a toll on you physically. And this is how a lot of us really get a lot of these chronic illnesses and chronic disorders, feelings of, you know, really heavy ailments, etc. We're basically going through a purging process, and we're always going to be going through purging processes in one way or another, because that's our own way of moving into the theme of expansion. I myself, here for a few days, have actually just been getting over the flu. So utilizing body regeneration healing with that has actually helped to accelerate it a lot further than when I used to have it. But again, it's moving past a lot of these particular blockages, because we're moving into greater states of expanses. And, you know, I feel that there's at times where I feel that my energy isn't being utilized for the way that it can be, that it can't really, that's not really representing the full complement of, you know, the energies of the, I guess you could say, the theme that's unfolding to me right now. And so at times these particular energies can come together, and I'm in communication with my body, and I'm saying, well, what's going on here? Is there a reason why I'm getting this flu? Well, you're moving into a whole new threshold of energies, and there's still particular belief systems that are looking to be purged out of you, so that you can, you know, utilize your energies much more in regards to a grander state of existence and expansion. And this is in that sense, just attempting to remove a lot of those particular blockages that are not parallel or compliant with where you want to go. And so it all just comes down to the state of mentality and to our belief systems. And, you know, I myself, like anybody else, is just attempting to advance past that. But the more that you have that open ear and an open mind, you're able to realize this. And you say, okay, I understand. I get the idea of why I'm sick, because I'm not going, like, oh my goodness, I'm cursed with this illness. You know, what am I going to do? This is terrible. I can't get a break, et cetera, et cetera. And then you're constantly throwing blame on top of yourself. You listen to your body, communicate with it. You say, okay, why is this here? Okay, well, here's the reason. Okay, I understand. And I'll do what I can to, you know, use the best of my ability to work into the events. And there you go. That's it. And that's all. If you can communicate with your body, if you can talk through yourself, not to yourself, but through yourself.
Mm.
You, that's right. But if you can talk for yourself in regards to understanding all the facets of your level of being, whether it be through the physical body, whether it be through your astral connections, your higher dimensional connections, your spiritual connections, etc., then you're on the track because you're open. The more open you are to yourself, the more you'll be able to understand why certain things are manifesting within your reality. I could get really, really upset if I walked into my house and I found that I get burglarized. And that, here I am attempting to track down the person who did this and, having how much grudges on myself. Oh, my goodness, I forgot to lock the door, or, I forgot to secure this. Or, oh, why did they take that? Or why did they take this? Blah, blah, blah. And what's happening is you're diving so much into the drama, you're not moving into a state of solution. And so if you're moving into a solution, okay, well, this has happened to me. I accept it. I acknowledge that this has happened. I'm releasing the fear of everything that this represents out of me, so now this no longer has a grasp on me, and now I'm forgiving myself because this is something that's happened. I'm not going to go on a magic time machine. I'm not going to go on the DeLorean, and then go back last yesterday and seal everything up. Now I'm understanding that I'm taking responsibility for this, and now I'm moving into solutions so that I can be wiser that this does not happen again. So that's the whole idea. And again, this is where we get these grudges and these feelings that, oh, this person did this to me, or this has happened at my job and I have no control of it, or, why am I cursed with this or burdened with that? And again, this is where you're diving so much into the symptom of the issue and not working towards treatment, working towards a resolution, a solution, towards moving something into a greater state of advancement to yourself. These lessons just continue to funnel themselves back and forth, back and forth, because you're not getting the lesson in itself. You're not getting the essence. You're diving too much into the melodrama. And the melodrama will continue to funnel over and over and over and over again, lifetime after lifetime, until you finally get it. Oh my goodness, maybe I will actually see myself in value now. Maybe I will finally be able to forgive my parents if I felt that I had a rough childhood and that there are situations that are happening. Maybe I can tap into exactly what my parents were experiencing as children and their own inability to evolve past situations because they were frightened, they were scared, and the fear consumed them. Oh, well, that's something that I hadn't considered before. This is a new breakthrough for me. Now I'm understanding things now. I forgive it. I forgive my mom. I forgive my dad. I forgive my sister. I forgive my boss, whatever it is, because now I've looked at an observational perspective in regards to what they've been going through. I understand the rapport of the nature that caused their own imbalances themselves to, in that sense, unleash it upon me. It has nothing to do with me. It's based upon the subject of reflection that I was perceived as through them. And that's what happened. That's how they emerged in that way. So now I'm able to understand that more. Now I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulder. Now I feel absolutely fantastic. Do you see what you did? You opened yourself up. You communicated yourself up. It's no longer holding all these big, gigantic stone walls in place and saying, you cannot pass. You're not Gandalf from Lord of the Rings. You're not going to say you cannot pass and have the bridge fall apart. It's that this particular stone wall can be removed. It can be liquefied, and that you're able to move past it. As long as you set your own boundaries, you're only going to be able to explore the confines that you set yourself in. It's not your next door neighbor that did that. It's not your best friend that did that. It's not your parents that did that. You did it because that's how you defined your reality in that perspective, in that very moment that set the boundaries to learn and limitation.
Wow. Wow. So how does one begin to see the universe as their ally?
When everything that you know in life, in every moment, is truly there for experience. That's the whole idea. When you are just, we are one with all experience that comes through. It's kind of like looking at a movie, and then you're kind of just shifting your attention. You're looking at your phone, or you're looking at your hands, or you're looking at a person who's kicking your seat behind you. And you're not allowing yourself to look at the big picture. It's the whole idea that when you can literally immerse yourself in everything that represents the present moment, right here, right now, this is how you're in the greatest state of alignment. The purest state of empowerment will always come right here and right now. It won't come next week. It won't come yesterday. It's going to be here right now. So the more that you can bring yourself into the awareness of what you're experiencing, if you're feeling that there are certain forms of situations that are really creating a great deal of burden upon yourself, is it not time to look at that? Because again, this is like a beeper going off in your body when your heart's beeping really, or palpitating really fast. It's like a beeper that's just beeping and saying, hey, click in. What are you doing? I have to talk to you. Okay, what is it, heart? Can you cut back on the calories a bit? You know, can you cut back on the cholesterol a bit? Because this is really getting challenging for me to continue to pump this blood. I'm having a lot of hard times here. Oh, okay, no problem. We'll work on a diet regime. Oh, okay, that'd be great. Thank you very much. Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day. You know, that's the whole idea, is that the more that you can communicate openly with all things. And that's the whole idea. This is what animals are attempting to tell us. This is why, you know, your dog and your cat are so unconditionally loving to you, you know, and really just provide that particular comfort because they have that love for you unconditionally. They have no ambition. They have no particular form of desire to, you know, do something that would impose in a negative way, you know, their relationship with you. They're here for you, and you know, they have that complete unconditional love. The plants, the vegetables, everything that exists within nature is here for you, looking to communicate with you at every given moment, that pulse. And so it's really just a matter of clicking in, connecting to all that pulse, whether it be through your own body, through the animals, through the plants, through all other people that you interact with, through locations. Everything is attempting to communicate with you, and all it requires is your openness. You want alliance with the universe. All you have to be is open, accepting, and allowing.
Okay, and how does one become a conscious matrix communicator?
Just basically through that being open, allowing, and accepting. And again, it's moving past the whole idea of traditional belief, of feeling that I'm only limited in regards to as far as my faith will allow. I'm only limited in regards to the educational factors of much of my knowledge as I will allow. Everything in regards to religion or business or education, et cetera, really are just the same things. They basically hold particular conditioning levels to where people feel that they cannot go any further, that this is it. You know, I learned everything that I did, you know, being a PhD in Harvard, you know, learning about biology, and I feel I have nothing else to learn. I learned all the textbooks, and I'm looking more into the deeper chemistry. All right, have you considered bringing consciousness into it? What? No. And then there you go. See, the whole idea is that we're creating these confinements. And so the whole idea is that the feeling is that if you can move past all of those particular teachings, you're not discarding them, but you've acknowledged that you've gone this far and you're utilizing them as a key. Take everything that you know as a template, whether it relates to faith, whether it relates to education, whether it relates to business, and mold it into that key so it becomes a master key, so it can unlock all of these doors that are now presenting themselves as a greater expansion into yourself. That's how you become a conscious matrix communicator. You utilize everything that you have attained through experience, through wisdom, to mold into that master key, so that when you're walking down this infinite hallway of possibility with all of these doors, you have that key in your hand, you put it in the keyhole, you turn the key, and bam, the door is open. And now you can enjoy all the expansion that represents itself according to the theme of your explorations. That's what it takes. It's not about thinking that this is positive or this is negative, this is black or white, this is good or evil. This is just what is. And now I'm allowing myself to realize that if there has been some, you know, lack of evolution, if there's been some rough waters, that it's just something for me to take a look at. It's time for me to address that these rough waters are happening, not to feel, oh, just ignore them and let's continue to sail, and having the rough waters become tidal waves. So it's really just paying attention to yourself, really just paying attention to all the ways that the universe expresses itself to you through your body, through your reality, through all means, through your dream states at night. That's the important part. The more attentive you are on an open state, the better off you'll be in becoming a conscious matrix communicator. And this is what I do teach through my website.
Okay. Now, could we do a body regeneration healing to bring our self-limiting thoughts to the surface?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's basically a purging. Now, again, it all depends in the area of point, I guess you could say, that certain levels of thought need to be brought to the surface, because, you know, we're literally experiencing thousands of thoughts per day. So it's basically feeling that, you know, my own thoughts of feeling that I'm incapable of being a healer, my own thoughts of feeling that, I'm limiting myself to the ability of expanding myself in this particular area or that particular area. That's something that we can address as well too, because you're working together with the energy body in regards to all the surface debris. And one person who may have a very busy mind in that sense really attains hundreds of thoughts that aren't even their own. They're literally just attaching these thoughts in regards to others whom they walk past upon the street every single day. I feel like a sandwich with bacon. What? I'm a vegetarian. And so all of these particular thoughts start magnetizing themselves into our field, and we don't know we're there. We start having these thoughts that have never really been generated from our own consciousness, but they've been left adrift and attached to our field because we have some form of rapport of relationship that has brought them into our field. And so basically what body regeneration healing can do is removing all of those unnecessary surface-based thoughts so there can be a more connection to your own serenity, connection to your own balances. It's basically a hemispheric balance as well too, very similar to what the Monroe Institute and Hemisync can do as well too. This can be similarly done as well through body regeneration healing. So there is thought management. This is basically what it would be referred to as thought management through body regeneration healing, and even through CMC sessions as well too, to help people orient their thoughts and be mindful in regards to what serves them rather than what doesn't, to create this type of management.
Wow. We have about 5 minutes remaining in the broadcast. So could you give us your contact information?
Yes, absolutely. You can visit my website at www.ruselfempowered.com. Effective March 1st, ruselfempowered.com is actually going to be transforming into consciousmatrix.com. But for today and tomorrow, it'll still be there. But come March 1st, ourselfempowered.com is going to become consciousmatrix.com. So that's consciousmatrix matrix.com. And you can also email me at info@ourselfempowered.com or info@consciousmatrix.com. They're just forwarders, so whatever address you want to use, it'll come to my main email as well too. And you can also find me on Facebook, but feel free to check out either one of those websites or consciousmatrix.com after March 1st. You'll find the private sessions on there, a lot of products as well too, and of course my Conscious Matrix Communication online classroom, which happens every Wednesday and Friday each week. So I'm fully booked up for this week, but next week there will still be some availability, so feel free to check that out, ourselfempowered.com, and after March 1st, consciousmatrix.com.
Wonderful. This has been a very enlightening conversation. I was truly enjoyed, and I know we will be contacting you very soon, but thank you for joining us tonight.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Lady, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Emily, whew, we have a lot of information. Now I have to go back in the archives myself and listen and take notes and see what was needed. But we definitely appreciate you tuning in to this special Wednesday edition of Mind Magic here on Culture Freedom Radio. Of course, I am your host, Lady D. And be sure to tune in on tomorrow at 9 p.m. And again, we'll be joined by Ms. Deborah Parker, author of For People of Strength, Soul, and Spirit. And we'll be discussing optimizing our life as well as our career. And until then, family, be blessed and get in contact with Brad. Peace and love, family. Good night.